An increasing number of people across the country are going hungry compared to 2 years ago. That's according to a recent report from the nonprofit group Hunger Free America. With assistance offered during the pandemic over, food banks are doubling their efforts to address the need during the holidays and beyond. For more on what to expect and how to help, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by David Goodman, CEO of Redwood Empire Food Bank and hunger relief worker in Santa Rosa. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Paint us a picture of the need you're seeing at Redwood Empire Food Bank.
You know, I can actually say that it's getting pretty extreme. 1 year ago, we were serving about 45,000 people a month, and now we're up to 59,000. And that's 2,000 more than last month. So we seem to have this bit of a runaway train in terms of hunger, and I think the economy, the cost of food, people still rebounding from COVID, and it's pretty intense out there.
And you serve, tell us where you serve, and then we'll talk about other places around the Bay Area.
Sure. So within Sonoma County, we have about 300 different distributions throughout the month. But we also serve Sonoma, Lake, Mendocino, Humboldt, and Del Norte counties. So we actually stretch 320 miles to the Oregon border.
All right. And there are other food banks in other areas of the Bay Area. I would imagine they're in the same boat as you.
Yeah, I think everybody is in the same boat. And with the Bay Area food banks work very closely together. And I think we're all experiencing the same thing. And I think, you know, normally most food banks, we pay it forward and we just do the work and we hope the public will support us. But I think we're sort of ratcheting up our call for help and to say, like, if not now, then when? This is the time. We really do need support from everybody. If you're not doing anything, do something. And if you're doing something, I hate to say it, but we'd like to ask you to increase.
All right. I know if I give you a dollar, you can stretch that. How can you double, triple it?
Well, we for every dollar we spend on our distribution, we distribute $3 worth of food. That's a pretty good stretch. If you could go to the grocery store and pay a dollar and get $3 worth of food, that'd be pretty darn good. So that's what we are doing in the Redwood Empire Food Bank.
One of the factors you mentioned was just the cost of food. Those of us who go to the grocery store, it's astounding what milk and bread and eggs, all the basics, cost these days. It is a lot. So our money does get stretched by you. Can we donate food to you? If so, what types of food?
Well, yes, you can donate food. You can donate your time. You can donate money. And the answer to the question, which foods do we need? It's the answer to the question, honey, what's for dinner tonight? If you know, whatever that is, if you go home and somebody, if you're fortunate enough to ask somebody what's for dinner and they say crackers, you're in a world of hurt. So we're all looking for the center of plate foods. It's the core of the meal, the protein. You know, it's chicken, it's beef stew, it's those types of items, tuna fish. It's really the center of the plate.
All right, but people can donate right online and you folks will do the shopping. Let's talk about volunteers, especially around the holidays. A lot of people like to get out and volunteer. What are the opportunities?
Well, on all of our websites, you can go and we have a volunteer now button. You can click on that and you can find a shift that works for you. We are 82 people at the Redwood Empire Food Bank and we're about 12,000 volunteers. So it's about 160 volunteers per employee, and we couldn't do anything without volunteers. Everything we do revolves around them.
And David, take a moment to talk about January 1st, and all the holidays are over, and maybe the holiday giving spirit and volunteering spirit has waned. Hunger does not wane. So what do you need throughout the rest of the year?
Well, we would like people to know that hunger is a formidable opponent. It's agnostic to the calendar. It doesn't really care whether it's Christmas, Thanksgiving, or the day after. Our work does not change. The intensity does, the emotional impact, because it's the holidays changes. But other than that, hunger doesn't really know what day of the year it is. It feels exactly the same.
All right. And just, I don't know if you can answer this briefly before I let you go. What needs to change in this country to make sure no one goes hungry?
That's a great question. Our country is based on a myth that if you go to school, get a job, and work hard, everything's going to be okay. And the fact is that people do all the right things and still find themselves in need. We can help, and we should, and we do.
All right. Thank you so much for your time and all the effort you're making this holiday season and year-round, David. We really appreciate it.
Your time is greatly appreciated as well. Thank you.
David Goodman, CEO of the Redwood Empire Food Bank in Santa Rosa. He is a hunger relief worker. Of course, you can go to their website to find out more. And there are food banks all over the Bay Area. Find one near you. Go online and find out how you can help.